Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us today, we're going to have a good show today. We're going to deal with relationships this year. We need to deal with that because you know what? The foundation of your home, family, or whatever else, the money you choose to make and the things you use to spend it on, the holidays, all of that is about family. And the funny thing is there's not a lot of support for families who's going through issues, not a lot of discussion about it. It's things that you just have to go through on your own and pretend like you're fine. And how you doing? I'm blessed. Y'all know that church lie you be doing. I'm blessed. You ain't blessed. You know you're troubled on the inside. So what's the best way to help us actually be blessed rather than just claim that we're blessed? And there's no better way to do it than to talk about the things that's holding up our blessing, holding up our peace in the home. And that is what we're going to start talking about and focusing some of our efforts on this year, right here on the Conflicts of Life. And so we're going to start that off this year, our first show of the year, talking about new relationships for the new year. Out with the old and in with the new. Can you possibly be changing up who you are in relationship with? That's what we're going to talk about today. All right. Miss Jackie is in the house. Miss Jackie, hello there.
You know, we need, you know, first of all, we need some sunshine because it's cold, it's all hell. That's first of all. Second of all, it's funny that we're going this path, you know, because I do a lot of self-talk, and everybody know that. By now, if you don't know that about me, know that. I do a lot of chit-chatting with myself. That's why I may be crazy, and that's cool, too. But, you know, I was checking it out. I was like, I said, God, you know, you're kind of funny. You know, that's just because that's my relationship with him. You know, I said, you know, you just kill me how you do things sometimes. Because, you know, I said, this is what I'm looking to do. This is what I'm looking for you to, you know, I need, Lord. I'm going to speak. You know what I already need, but I'm just going to speak what I need. And it's funny what you just said about how you say people, when you say, how you doing, people say they're blessed. And you said, you know, when you're in the midst of going through, you know, they say they're blessed. And they are. They are blessed because, in a sense, this is what I'm getting ready to go to. When I asked God, for instance, I said, you know, okay, Lord, one of the things I said, I got to get more discipline. I got to get more focus in certain areas of my life. I need to, he knows this. He's just waiting for you to surrender those areas, right? So I said, okay, this is what I need to do this, Lord. I'm struggling. I can't seem to get my mind focused in certain areas, in certain arenas. I can't become disciplined where I need to be disciplined for whatever reason. And it's funny. Because actually he gave me the answer a year ago, and my flesh raised up against it because it didn't want to, I don't want to do that. And it's a, you know, it ain't, anyway. He gave me the answer again, but basically here it is, okay? Part of my discipline, part of the areas I need to become focused in, he brought me my daughter and her two children home to live with me to help them get back, help her get back on her feet and help her, because she's young. My baby's only 21. So it's not necessarily help her get on her feet. It's to guide her back through, to get her where she needs to be. And part of it, most of it, all of it, has to do with what I need. He brought me what looks like an issue. He brought me what looks like, I don't want to do this now. I need this to be like this. And he says, no, now you resisted this a year ago. See, a year we could have been where you need to be by now, but you resisted a whole year ago because you your flesh wasn't ready. So now you're ready. And I find myself, when I say this, ladies and gentlemen, what I mean is he brought me my children home and my grandchildren home. Part of it is because it forces me to be focused in certain areas. And it causes me to stop focusing on other things that I was focusing on and refocusing on here. I'm like, okay, now how is this Lord going to help me with where I'm trying to go for 2015 with, you know, full circle, the conflicts of life, you know, leaving corporate America? He said, just walk with it. Just walk with it and trust it. Just walk with it and trust it. But I need for you to go through this thing understanding things. What seems to be an issue or what seems to be a burden to the flesh, because it's the flesh. And, you know, my flesh don't like certain things, and I should learn that by now. That's my clue. Mm-hmm. That's my clue. When my flesh doesn't like something, that's my clue that I need to start embracing it. That's my clue. That's not y'all's clue. I don't know what y'all's clue is. But for my clue over the years, I've learned whenever my flesh is like, oh, no, that means my spirit is saying, that's where we need to go. That's the road. That's the road. The road that looks the darkest actually is the path to enlightenment.
I love that.
So just to say, sometimes what seems to be trouble or sometimes what seems to be unknown actually are your blessings. But you just got to be careful of your perspective. You know how you were saying, Patrick, what new relationships we're going to form in 2015. That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying for myself, for me, is my new perspective of things to come in my past. Instead of saying, oh, it's like, okay, all right, God, okay, all right. My flesh is upset. You know, my flesh is like, oh, dear God. But, you know, my spirit man is like, yeah, we got this. Come on, bring it. And I was telling somebody, my life has become so full that it's just not enough hours in the day to get what I need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so full. It's so full of just so much going on. But yet I asked God, I said, make me busy. But make me busy so I'm being used as a vessel. Make me busy so we are traveling and elevating and motivating and empowering and healing each other. Not just us going to you, family out there. Y'all heal us too. This is a full, I know this is conflict life, but this is a full circle. We feed into you, you feed into us, and together we all grow. We all learn from one another. Not one of us, because of any title or of any age, is more wiser than the next. We all have something to bring to the table. We all have some path of enlightenment that we can share with the world. We feel so mediocre. We feel like, you know, what do I have? I have nothing. Who am I? I'm nothing. But actually, your story means something to somebody. You just got to tell it. Just got to tell it. Don't be telling it. Here's the difference. Don't be repeating your story because you want to have this pity party. That's the wrong reason to replay your story, because then you're getting stuck. But when you replay your story when you see somebody coming to you saying, you know, Patrick, you know, my husband left, and I just don't know what to do. And then that's Patrick's cue to replay his story for my healing purposes. Not for Patrick to go around and say, you know, you don't know what I've been through. Let me tell you something. You know, I got this going. You know, when you just replaying your drama, you're just retelling your story over in your head, reliving it. That's not really benefiting anybody. But when somebody is saying, Patrick, you know, when you found your new wife, how did the family and friends treat you? And then when Patrick goes to explain how that happens, that's enlightenment.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't mean, I get, you know, here I go again. See, I got
that
bad habit.
Don't you stop running. Don't you stop running. Keep it rolling. Keep the ball rolling. Keep dribbling that ball. Don't you drop it now. Don't pass me the ball. You on the roll. Don't you pass me that ball.
You know, so that's kind of where I've been in,
listen,
in this room.
Let me be very clear. When God is using somebody, you know, you need to know when it's your turn to stand up and dribble the ball, and you need to know when to pass and go sit on the bench and rest. Keep dribbling that ball. Come on, I'm listening myself on stuff. This is good. Oh, my God, this is good stuff.
It's just, I'm learning. And it's strange, right, because really think about it. The things we're saying, we know. It ain't like somebody really telling you something new. You kind of know it. But when you hear it in a different way, and it's like, dang, you know, yeah. You know why you get it now? You know why the enlightenment happens now? Because that's the timing. It's the timing. It's supposed to happen now. Whenever it happens, that's the timing. See, God says, yeah, you could have had this blessing a year ago had you received what I gave you, but you weren't ready. So you resisted it, because had you been ready, you would have embraced it, but you weren't ready. But yet, you're sitting here praying and talking, I'm ready, Lord, I'm ready. So you show up, I'm ready. Come on now, I'm ready for this harvest now. Come on, I'm tired of this. Are you sure? Well, hold on, let me see if you're ready. And then he'll bring something to come up. And it won't even be, see, this is the thing, it doesn't come packaged like you think it is. It never comes packaged like you think it is. For instance, the month of December has been like a tornado month for me. What I mean, like that sickness, you know, just, I mean, life. I'm going to call it life, okay? Just hospitals, births of babies, jobs, death, life. And then it's the holidays. And then people are traveling, you're trying to get together. So December for me has been a category F5. And I'm in the tornado, Patrick, and I got peace in the middle of the tornado. I got peace with it. I'm not upset. I got it. And I'm breathing and I'm taking it moment by moment. But out of nowhere, like life does, you're in the middle of the tornado, okay, you got it, okay, I'm with it, I'm riding it, I'm flowing with it. Here comes a Mack truck out of nowhere, and it just smacks you. And you go spinning back around. You go spinning back around, and you're discombobulated, and you don't know which way is up and all. You're just, like, lost. And I ain't going to say hell is breaking loose, because really hell isn't breaking loose. It just feels like everything has happened at one time. And, you know, I'm like, okay, all right. We're going to handle this one at a time. I was sick in the hospital with pneumonia. I'm going to sit still, Lord. But I wasn't feeling bad. I didn't have a temperature. I was feeling okay. I kept telling you, y'all need to give this room to a sick person. But here it is. I had pneumonia for months and didn't know it. And they're like, no, you sick. You got to stay here. So I said, okay, well, I'm sick. I'm going to work on some stuff. I'm going to get some stuff done that I didn't get done because I was too busy doing other things when he didn't force me to sit still. He says, you need rest, and since you won't take it on your own, I'm going to sit you down for a minute because I need for you to hear and get some stuff done first. So that came about. And then, you know, still when I got out the hospital, I hit the ground running. I'm still running. I came out the hospital still working. Okay, we got to get this done. This needs to happen. My mother took ill. I still didn't. I said, okay, all right. I'm in the hospital with her. That was New Year's Eve. I'm sitting there still planning my husband's 55th birthday, planning my daughter's move and getting her situated here, planning events and talking to people about what needs to be done and who needs to and how and you know, all this stuff I'm doing still. Because you know what I asked God to do? But in a good, positive way. So when he was throwing all this at me, I kept my attitude right. My perspective was correct. I understood what he was giving me. See, he was giving me assignments and saying, okay, you handle, okay, right. Breathe, peace. Let peace be with you. Understand your perspective. Understand that I got you. I'm going to give you everything you need to do what you need to do. And sure enough, things and people were showing up without, all I did was say, this is what I want to do. He said, okay, let me tell you, I got you. Let me work on that. I'm going to handle that for you. And next thing you know, even though I'm busy, people were coming to help. people were picking up stuff, and here it is, this is done, this is good, this is good. I said, okay, all right. So my thing is, my relationships, the first one I had to get right was my relationship with self. That's always a work in progress. That's never done. I'm always growing and evolving. So are we. So are you. We're always evolving and growing. But the thing is, sometimes we're asking, it's sort of like when Peter was locked up, did I get it right? When Peter was locked up and the angel came to the jail and the chains fell off and the guards, the doors were open and he walked on out the jail and this, that, and the other and went to some, yeah, I know I don't know scripture, but I know the story, and they knocked on the door and the people inside was praying for him to be released. The people inside was praying for him to be released. And whoever it was that came to the door went back to the praying group and said, Peter's at the door. And they said, stop lying. See, you always lying. You lie too much. Again, I don't know the scripture, but I'm just telling y'all my version of the story, right? And it's like, you know, you're praying for what you want, and there it is right at the door. But you don't recognize it because it's not coming quite packaged the way we want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love when you tell your story. You remind me of Tyler Perry. When Tyler Perry be telling them stories. Tyler Perry be trying to tell him Bible stories.
I ain't good at that, but I try to get the story.
He chopped the stories up, but you get the point he's trying to say, don't Oh, God, just, this is so good. This is so good. That's why
you
never know how God going to step in. That's why you keep things loose. You have an idea. You put a plan together. But even the Bible says, many are the plans of the man's heart, but God's purpose will prevail. You know, you got to know when to step out of the way and let God have his way, because you never know who he going to use and what they're going to say. And just be flexible and understand that every time is his time and it's his purpose. And I love what you just said about having a good attitude when you're going through a bad situation. One of the things I want to throw in there real quick, and I want to get back to you. This is for you today. Do your thing. But realistically, a lot of times when I look at conflict in relationships and starting over in a new relationship, sometimes, because this is something we're going to be dealing with, and I actually posted up a survey question on our other page, which is couples conflict. And today's survey question actually was, have you stopped? And I'm just paraphrasing the question, but basically it was an assessment question. Do you even know how you got into a situation where you're going through a breakup? Because a lot of times we want to change partners, but you really may not have had to go through that process if you would have had a good attitude through the struggle, if you would have been patient, if you would have been doing some self-assessment versus criticizing the other person and always seeing what they were doing wrong, doing a checklist on what they didn't do right, and then you making yourself a god or goddess as if you got everything right yourself, a lack of humility. There's a lot of different variations of what you just said, Jackie, about your own self, and this is why you've been married for so long, because of the simple fact, I love a person who knows how to take the time to assess themselves. Don't just always assess me and my wrongs, but is there any improvements within yourself that you can do? Can we have conversations about how you and I can work together to improve each other versus always finger pointing? I'm loving what you're saying today. Go ahead, keep going. Keep going. You're on a roll. Oh, my God, this is good stuff.
It's just, you know, learning to be the world is a mad place. You know, I was thinking, you know, you almost don't want to listen to the news. You know, you got that precious baby who was found dead in a trash can and out in, you know, I can't remember, it was California. I can't remember. I'm just like, you know, the world is so maddening. People, I'm not going to say they're becoming. I really think this existed already, because when you look at, when you go and, you know, go back into the Greek, and, I mean, you go back into history, madness had really always existed. It really has. People have been doing crazy things since the beginning of time. And it's like, my God, what is really happening here? People have gotten to the point in the world that it's become just too overwhelming to just do the right thing anymore. For instance, you know, at my husband, first of all, let me say, happy birthday, baby. He is 55 years old today. Yes, he is, my boo. Happy birthday, Mr. Smith.
Happy birthday, Mr. Smith.
And I was, you know, listening because I'm surrounded by a bunch of men. And, you know, I'm just, and some of them are married, some of them have still married, and some of them, unfortunately, in 2014 and 2015, some have gone their own ways for whatever their reasons are. Now, some reasons can be fixed, I think. Some reasons, for the most part, I think a lot of people have grown apart. And it's just too much work to, in their mind, to want to fix it. And I really believe, based on just the small conversations, people are really afraid to be who they are. People are really afraid. You know, you marry your mate. Most of us marry our mate kind of early, most of us. And you evolved as a person. You're not that same person you were at 19. You're not the same person you were at 20, at 30. Your desires, your goals, your dislikes, we don't look the same. Come on, how many of y'all ran across, you see your college people on Facebook or yearbook or just in person, and you don't remember them? They don't look like we do back in the day. And you're like, looks disappear. Doesn't mean you get ugly. You just don't look like you used to look in the 20, all firm and tender and everything. You don't look like that. You know, you don't look like that. You know, it's a different kind of sexiness. It's still sexy. See, it's your perspective. It's still kind of sexy. For instance, one of his good friends was sitting, and next to my husband's birthday party was a 40-year-old birthday party, so it was 55 and 40. And this particular friend happens to be going through a divorce. And he was saying, you know, at 55, you know, that's kind of done. You're kind of done. And I said, well, why would you say that? He said, 40 is where it's at. 40 is where, you know, that's where life is. That's where it is. That's where it is. And I said, I get what you're saying. I do follow you. Remember, what I'm dealing with somebody's mindset now. I'm dealing with somebody's going through. So I got to be watchful and mindful of the information he's getting ready to give me. You understand? His mindset. Yeah. I got to remind myself of his mindset. So when he's giving me this information, I got to realize where some of this information may be coming from a place of, you know, wherever you want to call it. So I said, well, why do you say that? I said, let me just say this. I said, I buried more of my friends. I'm 45. I buried more of my friends than my mother has buried. I've lost more of my 40 and younger friends than the older people. So what are you saying? Are you saying that because you're 55, what, you're closer to death? Technically, I guess if we do age-wise, yes. But the way the world is going, people are dying much younger. People are dying in their 30s and 40s of natural deaths. We ain't talking about gunshot. We just talking about people having heart attacks, strokes, cancer. So what are you going with this? This is where I wanted to go. Where were you? Because, I'm talking to them. And, you know, where are you going with this? Why you feel that 40 is where it is, and 50 is kind of, you're kind of done? Because 50, baby, is just your state of mind. I know 60-year-old women who body is firmer than 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds. I know some 60-year-olds who careers and businesses and they're traveling the world, and I know 40-year-olds and 30-year-olds that's struggling with self-esteem. So where are we going with this? And he said, I guess the way you see it can be right. I said, correct. It's your mindset, baby. When you're in a dark place and you refuse to let any light through, you don't see the world quite so good. But if you just would allow the light to come through, just a little bit. And so he said, thank you. I was like, he allowed me to come through just a little bit to hear that perspective. You can just start this show if you want to. At 55, this show can just start if you wanted to. Just because you've been married for 20, 30-some years, just because you got 4 or 5 kids, just because you've been in your career for da-da-da-da, does not mean you can't start anew. You can choose again. You can start dating your wife. Like for my husband's birthday party, he didn't introduce me as his wife, even though everybody knew it. You know, because I brought the freak a leak out. You know, every now and then he likes to date somebody different. You know, he likes to date somebody different. He don't want wifey. He want girlfriend. So he said, "This is my girlfriend. I want y'all to meet my girlfriend." I said, "How y'all doing? My name Maxine. How y'all?" And that is my name. Now, I won't give y'all my full name, but that is my name. But, you know, because it's different, allow yourself to be you, all of you, not a piece,
right,
not a part, all of you. And I find that when women allow this, especially women, we adapt to what we think men need. We become what they need. We cater to their need in the beginning of the thing. And as time goes on and the relationship goes on, we want to be ourselves, but we're scared. What if he really don't like me? What if I'm too much, you know, what if I'm too much of a freak? Well, hell, go ahead and be a freak. Be you. If he's going to stay, he's going to stay. If he's going to leave, honey, you being a freak ain't what caused him to leave. It was already there.
It was the other girl who was a freak that caused him to leave.
You know, and that's another thing. You know, that's a whole other show, Pastor, right there. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you know it is.
That's a whole other show because women, you know, women and men, everybody looking so delicious nowadays. You see what I'm saying? Booties clapping and slapping and jumping and stuff busting loose and men, you know, just looking all tantalizing and everything. I'm just going to keep it real. But you know what? Can I just tell you what? A house is still a house, regardless of how beautiful it looks. The same, it got a room, it got a bathroom, it got to be paid for, it got a roof, it got a wall. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It might be in a different state, but a house is a house, a car is a car. A person is still a person. You know,
that's right.
So when you're out there looking at all them fat booties, and I mean it's driving on poor men, good God Almighty. Lord, poor things. These women is just driving y'all mad. I said, Lord, have mercy, Lord.
You ain't lying about that.
Lord. I don't know how much longer y'all going to be able to keep together.
Here's the deal, though, and I'll talk to guys about that. I really don't care. We was at the Cowboys game the other day, and there were so many beautiful women there. So many. I mean, realistically, they was all over the place. But the thing is that if you are a man of integrity, I don't care how much pretty booty is around. I don't care who's flirting with you or whatsoever else. You can't have nothing come out of you that ain't already in you. If you ain't a cheater, then I don't care how cute or pretty a woman is. You're just not going to do it. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to look. Because, like you said, everybody does look delicious. Everybody is trying to look like a supermodel. Everybody hitting the gym. Everybody looking fine and handsome and all this stuff. But regardless of what you look like, I ain't no dope user, so I don't care how much dope you sit on the table, I ain't going to use it. I'm not cheating on my wife because I ain't no cheater.
You're disciplined, Patrick. You're disciplined. You're so disciplined in areas. See, that's you disciplined. And it's some out there. Y'all, some out there. I'm going to give y'all kudos. There's some of y'all that's out there that's disciplined. I will give you kudos. Y'all are disciplined. But, Lord, they're making it hard for y'all, though. They're making it,
blind. Oh, I see everything. I see everything. And it does make it tougher. You know, it does. It really does. Because, you know, it's a lot out there, a lot of options. But, again, the question is, when you made a commitment, when you opened your mouth and said whatever you said to that person, did you mean what you said? Does your words carry any value? See, this goes back to the source of who you are as a person. And my thing is, I don't want to be monitored. I don't need nobody to monitor me. I don't want that kind of behavior. I don't want to have that kind of problem on my hands where I can't be trusted. Because, see, it goes further than my wife. And I'm going to be honest with you, as a man, it goes further than me as just my wife trying to trust me. One of the things I never want to happen as a man, and I told her this, I don't ever want to go into a situation where I go out in public, run into somebody who I just was doing my little sneaky bit with, and now come to find out that was a long-distance cousin or one of her ex-coworkers or something. That's embarrassing. See, I'm not going to have that because of the simple fact I'm not going to give myself the opportunity to fall, even if the person is flirting with me, and it has happened. Nevertheless, I'm going to stand my ground because, first of all, just because I'm a man don't mean that I have to submit to every urge that comes through my body. I don't have to. And one of
see,
the
that's
things
it
people
right there.
Need to
you
understand.
You hit it right there, the urge. That's it. That's the difference.
Yeah, it's an urge.
Yeah,
maintain it's an
that urge.
You don't need to lie about it. It is what it is. It's an urge. Yeah. Because it's a lot. Like you said, there is a lot out there. Lord have mercy, it's a lot. But so
it's all, Lord. Just clapping and slapping and everything. Everything. I said, girl, stand up. Stand up. Stand up, girl. Stand up. Stand up straight.
I feel like this. Just because the options, the stronger the options, the more important it is for me to keep working on my integrity. Keep working on. Ooh. You know what I talked about? I was interviewed on a radio show over this weekend, and the biggest thing I talked to them about is basically this: character. Character has to do with a person knowing who they are, whether you're looking at me or not. Am I the same person behind closed doors that I am in public? Do I have a private, sneaky life that I don't want nobody to know? So that if the cameras come out and or news come out and they got all kind of things to say about me, but that wasn't the image that I proposed to the public. See, I don't need that. That's called schizophrenia, where I got to live. I'm living one way and thinking another. I'm a divided person. I'm not whole.
Ooh,
and this is why we're having so many different breakups in our relationships, because we're not whole ourselves, but yet we're standing around criticizing people who are broken as well. But who are you when you're a divided individual? I ain't going to get into that this you know,
ooh,
we'll say that for another show.
Because I'm going to say, am I a divided individual?
Well, see, here's the point. Here's the point. You know what happens? A person who is whole identifies two parts of themselves. A person who is whole knows what their strengths and their weaknesses are. And because they're focusing on trying to make themselves better and complete the purpose for which they were made, which is a whole different conversation which we need to pursue this year. Why are you here? What are you born to do? See, this is another reason why I won't cheat on my wife, because of the simple fact I have purpose for my life. I have goals that I'm trying to reach. I don't have time to be laying up in no bed with no chick. I don't have time for that foolishness. I just don't. I got things I'm trying to accomplish. I ain't going to be spending my life trying to look behind my back hoping that this chick don't text me at 3 o'clock in the morning and talk about, you said you was going to call me. Girl, I'm next to my wife. Don't be texting me. Like, see, I ain't got time for that. See, that's that childish, immature behavior. And see, this is where character comes in. I don't need to be monitored by nobody. I'm monitoring myself. So the stronger the opposition of these women who are very beautiful, yeah, they are. I'm not blind, but at the same time, I have to step up my game on my character. I have to watch and monitor which way I engage in a conversation with a woman, or why is she engaging me in a conversation? Because most affairs start off real sweet and simple. You never seen it coming because it was so smooth and subtle. Oh, I just need some advice. Hell no, you don't. You don't need it from me. Let me give you a resource. See, I ain't got to play Jesus. Let me tell you who he is. He's over there at that church down the street. I ain't saying I ain't trying to help nobody, but I'm just saying that's how I have seen it. One of my friends in California had a beautiful wife, beautiful, green eyes, everything, beautiful baby, and he ended up trying to play Mr. Super Jesus, was going over to a woman's house, witnessing, quote-unquote, to her. He ended up having a baby by the chick. Now he got two baby mamas, one by his wife, one. Oh, come on now. I ain't got time for that. And you have to know, what are you here meant to accomplish? If you know what you're meant to accomplish in this life, or you pursuing a dream or a purpose or a goal in life, you do not have time for foolish behavior. So therefore, you can't allow yourself to get caught up into some of this stupidity that's going on, that you clearly see other people falling on. Why would you copy some behavior when you see 20 other people around in your immediate area who's trying the same thing, and all of them are miserable at the end? And here you come thinking that you're going to be the winner. You got to be kidding me. No, I know who I am, and I value. Here's one more thing, that we can close out on this. But as a guy, I value my own body. I will not allow any old woman to be touching on me. And I'm not being arrogant. I'm just placing value on myself. So therefore, I don't want to be touched by anybody other than my wife, and I will not want anybody else touching me inappropriately. I'm sorry. That's just not how it goes. Because I have seen where you sit at the table with a beautiful person, a beautiful woman, and you get into an engaged conversation, and she keep on putting her hand on your forearm and touching you or touching your leg, laughing and joking. But that was a setup. And here you go, you engaged in this conversation with this chick, and you sitting across the table, and all of a sudden, as soon as she touched you, that radiation hits. And now your mind, you still flowing in your words in this conversation. But your mind is on, oh, my gosh, that was, she just touched, oh, she just touched me again. Oh, I think something happened here. All of this is going on in your head. But you ain't saying nothing when you're sitting across the table. Now, she could be trying to get at you, or it could be either way it goes. In the mind of a man, that's not how it works. As soon as she touched, too often, his mind is in process. And now he's drifting in the dark zone.
Speak, boy, speak. Preach this word.
I want to be one of them dudes. I just don't want to be one of them dudes. I want to be one of the dudes who finish his life with integrity and character. And I don't give a darn, and I'll finish with this, and I really mean this. I don't give a darn if you're looking at me or not. I'm going to be who I'm going to be behind closed doors and when the doors are open. It don't matter to me. I'm not on the stage trying to perform for a check. I'm performing so that I can be happy with who I am. Because at the end of the day, when I go to bed, I got to go to bed with me. I got to wake up with me. I got to know what I did the day before. And if I'm not happy with what I did, because I know I've been pulling some sneaky stuff, got to live with me in peace. And I refuse to be Mr. Sneaky. Period. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. I don't want to be sneaky. I don't want to be the cheating guy. I don't want to be the guy who's out there trying to see how many chicks he can knock up as if I'm still in high school. Them player days is long gone. At this stage, I'm supposed to be teaching and mentoring other young men, including my own kids, how to act with character and integrity so that at the end of the day, God can bless me with the things I'm asking him for. Stop asking God for blessings if you know you're being sneaky. He will not bless a sneaky vessel. And I'll stop there. Boy, Jackie, this is some good stuff. I appreciate this show. Welcome to the new year, everybody. We loaded up over here, huh? All right, Miss Jackie, we going to – oh, my God, what a show, what a show, what a show. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening to our show. If you like our show, please go to our Facebook page, which is The Conflicts of Life. We always have a lot of information on there that you can join in on. We have thousands of people on that page. Which is The Conflicts of Life. Also, we have the other page, which is Ms. Jackie's personal show. It's called Full Circle. Please join on that. And also, we just launched a new page last Saturday, and we got almost 600 people on there already. And it's called Couples Conflict, and you'll see the big words, divorce. So that's our personal page for people going through relationships. And that particular page is reserved for poll questions because we're actually helping people who's going through a divorce, who literally going through divorce, get a step-by-step, a day-by-day. When you wake up, here's something to think about. Because when you go through divorce, there's no instruction manual on how to get through it. So, again, we have the Couples Conflict page. We have Full Circle with Miss Jackie, and then we have the Conflicts of Life. So you can reach us on any one of those at any given time, but make sure to bring some people back with you. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We will be back on tomorrow. Peace and hair grease, everybody. Have a good night. Ms. Jackie, you was on
love
fire.
Love, family.
Hey.
You on fire, boy.
Right.
There you go.
Hey.
Behind the railroad track, I made my way to the Candy Lake. For a honey drip of baby, that's Florida talk for sweet cups of ice Kool-Aid. I came a fighting every day, writing every day how I'ma be a G like Gary May. North side of my city, and the walk to the east was 65 minutes. The thought of Marianne's macaroni makes that walk so easy. The sauce of Jenkins barbecue by Ed Waters College on Kings Road. Fill me in, cause I wanna know, gotta know what the deal is. How my city made me so hood and rough, but a gentleman of women. Fill me in, cause I wanna know, gotta know what the deal is. Martin Luther King Elementary, Mr. Hooker singing dreams like a king kid. But I never worry, y'all. because I had my cousins, y'all. Yeah. My life was formed with Duval love. In the middle of the day, Larry Brody had a way to make everybody feel it. Had a cassette tape from MJ to Glenn Jones, Stevie, Eloisa, and Minnie. Church wasn't casual, popular, cause baby, my granny Minnie. Duval loves real, from Skate City on Sutel to Gatorball weekend. There was Reigns and Revo, Paxson and Jackson, Ed White, Ford, Fletcher and Stanton, Terry Parker, First Coast and Mandarin. Bishop Kenny and Neese had the boosters and the college action. Yeah. Sandalwood, 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 no good. But I never worried, y'all, cause I had my cousins, y'all. Yeah. My life was formed with Duval love. But I never worried, y'all, cause I had my cousins, y'all. Yeah. My life was formed with Duval love. You can call me a beach boy, cause I had a tan every summer. You can call me country, cause I form behind me and you think I'm on a two-wheeler. I go back to Lantana and Palmdale. Florida City changed her name from Florida Ave. I remember Big Apple, Cool Runnings, Gateway and Brentwood, and Glover Sheriff, Sweetwater football, Mixing Town, Lackawanna, Jazz Festivals, Metro Park. I remember it all. But I'm never worried, y'all, cause I got my cousins, y'all. Yeah. My life was formed with Duval love. Yeah, I see ya. Family, I see you. I love ya.